The Colorado River watershed is one of the most crucial water supply networks in the country. It brings water to 40 million people in the American Southwest, an area with an economy that's equal to the fifth largest in the world.
All that water flows into the Colorado River and ends up down in Lake Powell, ends up feeding Las Vegas and LA and San Diego and Phoenix and Tucson.
That's Andy Mueller, director of a public water planning and policy agency called the Colorado River District.
And along the way, it gets taken out to feed the needs of Denver and Greeley and Fort Collins and Boulder, all of those major cities in our state. All of those major cities depend on the water that originates here in Gunnison County.
To be clear, he doesn't mean just Gunnison County, but also 14 other counties on Colorado's western slope whose water rights his organization represents. But Gunnison County does contribute a significant amount. Blue Mesa Reservoir, 20 miles east of the county seat, is the largest body of water entirely within the state of Colorado. It's part of a system of reservoirs that include names like Lake Powell and Lake Mead. They were built in the 1950s and 60s to help fuel the American post-war expansion, and they served their purposes well, but lately they've been put to the test.
What we've seen over the last 19 years is a drought that we may have seen about 1,300 years ago in comparison, but nothing in between then. No drought has lasted this long and been this severe in the Colorado River Basin. And so we're watching a system that was designed to handle occasional droughts based upon its reservoir capacity. But as the reservoirs have dropped, we're looking at critical levels being hit in those reservoirs where we may not be able to produce the water that we need to deliver.
And there's also a risk that so much reservoir depletion would limit or eliminate the ability to make hydroelectric power for rural communities in the Southwest, which also provides revenue for water sanitation and endangered species programs. In order to avoid a worst-case scenario, the Bureau of Land Reclamation put out a draft of a new drought contingency plan earlier this year. It's the fourth version of the plan, first drafted in 1922, revised in 1948, and then not again until 2007. The new plan involves drawing more water from Blue Mesa in order to fill Lake Powell. It immediately drew scorn from Western Slope water managers who said they believe Front Range communities should share some of the burden.
We on the Western Slope are really the stretch in the rubber band. We have demands to the east and to the west.
That's Zane Kessler, communications director for the Colorado River District.
How we grow is going to have tremendous impacts on both water quantity and quality. And here on the Western Slope, our first priority is protecting agriculture.
With a booming Front Range population and a statewide population that's supposed to double by 2060, Kessler says that's becoming harder and harder to do, but they do see some solutions.
How do we disincentivize that type of development? How do you create incentives or even requirements where the water use actually becomes less?
That's a clip of Andy Mueller speaking to the Board of County Commissioners in Gunnison at a recent meeting where he tried to convince the board to think about building permits, zoning laws, and other land use regulations as tools for water conservation on the Western Slope, primarily in residential developments.
When you have formerly agricultural property, you could look at tying their water use to exterior water use to their building permit and say we need analysis on how you're going to impact your neighbors, the ag community around you. How are you, what steps are you taking to conserve?
What's the message you're trying to convey to them? What decisions do you hope they're going to make in the future after this?
I think at a county level.
Again, Andy Mueller.
One of the main functions of a county government is land use. So we're asking them to think about how their land use decisions impact the viability of productive agriculture in our state. It's a really complex series of events that will occur if we're not careful, where our agriculture will end up having its water taken away from it to support urban areas in our state.
For KBUT, I'm Christopher Biddle.
This story is part of Western Slope Resources Reporting, a collaboration between KBUT, KSJD, and three other radio stations in rural Colorado, made possible with support from the Gates Family Foundation.